For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Healthcare advocates are making an extra push to get people signed up for health insurance through a federal website before a March 31st deadline. The Cover Missouri Coalition says about 40 enrollment events are planned Saturday around the state, including some featuring live music, free food, and advice from tax preparers. Dozens of additional events are planned in the coming days. People who don't have insurance by March 31st could face tax penalties under the terms of President Barack Obama's health care law. The Missouri Foundation for Health says about 68,000 Missouri residents had enrolled in health plans through the federally run online marketplace as of last month. Authorities say they didn't find anything suspicious on an American Airlines plane that was searched after landing at Kansas City International Airport. FBI spokesperson Bridget Patton said today that someone at Chicago's O'Hare Airport who missed Thursday night's flight said something that could, quote, possibly be perceived as a threat. She says the plane was searched after landing as a precaution. The Republic Airlines flight operated for American Eagle was directed to a remote area of the airport where its 63 passengers and four crew members disembarked before the plane and luggage were searched. O'Hare officials didn't immediately respond to phone messages by the Associated Press seeking information about whether the person who made the allegedly threatening comment had been arrested. The Missouri Senate panel met this morning and reviewed legislation that would require all students living in student housing to be vaccinated for meningitis as of July 2015. The disease is transferred through saliva and is commonly contracted when living in close quarters with others who are infected. Andrea Wehner from Columbia's Public Health and Human Services says the University of Missouri already has a similar policy in place, and she supports legislation that will enforce the vaccine for all of Missouri.
We think it's incredibly important that people are protected and are aware of what they can do to protect themselves when they're living in, you know, these university-owned housing and these college settings or these military settings.
Meningitis symptoms may seem like the flu. The disease is advanced if a person is experiencing a rash, but the vaccine protects students from the four main strands. The Senate Health Committee heard Thursday from a student who is permanently disabled because of the disease and endorsed the legislation. Federal agents would be sent to jail for enforcing some federal gun control laws under legislation endorsed by a Missouri House panel. The House General Laws Committee advanced the measure yesterday. It passed the Missouri Senate last month. The bill would declare federal laws that the state considers infringements on gun rights to be null and void. Federal agents enforcing those laws could face civil penalties and be prosecuted for a new crime, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. Courts have consistently ruled that states cannot nullify federal laws. It now heads to the House Rules Committee before moving to the floor. Walmart doesn't want Missouri's largest electric customer to get a lower utility bill from Ameren, Missouri. Noranda Aluminum Holding Corporation is seeking about a 25% reduction in the rate Ameren charges at its aluminum smelter in the southeastern Missouri town of New Madrid. Walmart filed a motion opposing the reduction today with the Missouri Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities. In its filing, Walmart says a lower rate for Noranda could increase its own electric bills. Walmart operates 73 stores in Missouri that consume a combined 190 million kilowatts per hour in electricity. Noranda says Ameren is overcharging and that lowering its rate would only increase other customers' bills by 1.8% or less. Ameren disagrees and says it will fight the rate reduction. Religious and community leaders from around Missouri came together today to join forces in pushing for legislative change that they say would benefit the state's most vulnerable and marginalized population. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Moore has the story.
I don't know about you, but it's time to show up.
Faith-based advocacy groups are uniting with hopes of making change in Missouri. Group representatives met today in Quinn Chapel AME Church in Jefferson City to share the action they're taking in their communities and develop strategies on how to work together. On their agenda, pushing for early voting, improving public education, expanding Medicaid. These are just a few. The Reverend Dr. Jimmy Brown of St. Louis said these issues are bigger than partisan policies.
They're not Democratic, they're not Republican, they're just immoral. And if you're Democrat or Republican or Independent and you're immoral, then these issues that we're talked about and you're not supporting them, those are the groups that we're going to address.
This is the first time a collaboration like this has taken place, and he says that's a good first step. Kelly Moore, Columbia Faith and Values.
For the first time in 10 years, Moberly's Safe Passage Domestic Violence Center did not receive a grant from the Missouri Housing Development Commission. The center has been using these funds to pay half of its operation expenses. Co-director of the center, Kelly Pedigo, says she is not sure why the grant was rejected. Last year, the center received more than $19,000 from the commission. Without that money, the Moberly Center will have a gap in its general operation budget this year. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.